Your friends are counting on you. So, we want you to remember to make a plan to make it home every time you go out. Do whatever it takes to get home safely. Call a friend, arrange for a cab, or designate a driver. Because friends are waiting.
Hey, I'm sorry. You decided I shouldn't drive home last night. I stayed at Dave's. When you come home, I'm back. Yeah, I'm back.
This message is brought to you by your friends at Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen at Wealth Advisor assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you pursue your financial goals. Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts is located on West M 26, just south of Houghton, in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
With the new year, Bucko's Party Store in Calumet has a store full of new deals. All six packs of 12 and 16 ounce of canned beer is at record lows. Mountain Dew, 20 ounces or two for $2.22. All 7-Up and Coke 2-liter products, two for $3. Pepsi 12 packs of cans, only two for $9. 7-Up 20 ounces, only 90 cents. And with winter finally settling in, stay warm with Keweenaw Alpaca gear. Sold exclusively at Bucko's. All sales do not include tax and deposit. At Bucko's Party Store, Calumet.
All right, let's get to our questions for Coach Pearson here on Mix 93 WKMJ. You still have time to get yours in if you are inclined. Our email address, dj@themix93.com. Somebody not happy, Coach, that we didn't move up more with a tie against a top-ranked team. Says, okay, we tied a top team and did not move up in the pairwise. We have better records and are obviously better team than a lot of the teams that are ahead of us. The pairwise is dysfunctional, is it not?
Well, you know, it's I'm on the committee that sort of, the NCAA selection committee, and it sets the pairwise. And there are some flaws in it. There really are. And a lot of it is, you know, your league and how you do against other leagues and head-to-head competition. And there's a lot of things that go into it. So, it can be a little flawed, and that's why it's so important that you have to make sure you're winning your non-conference games and then doing well in your conference. And I think one of the keys this year for our league is we're not doing well outside of conference and against key opponents, especially Minnesota State early. They had some tough games, and then you got to make sure you win those games. If you don't, then that really can skew your pairwise. But having said that, you know, we all know the system as coaches, and we all know the system as players and what you need to do. So, and basically, is you have to make sure you're winning your non-conference games and then taking care of your majority of your conference games also. So we understand that. And I don't like the system, and it's, you know, I think we're as good as a lot of the teams in the top 16 in the pairwise, but you know, we have to go out and do it now. We have to have a good, strong second half and finish strong and then just see where we end up.
Do you wish college overtime, Coach, would be longer either in the tournament or in, I should say, either in a tournament or the regular season?
I don't think longer. I think 5 minutes is good. I'm not sure what, maybe the 4-4 or something. I mean, there's going to be some talk in our league, I know, because we had a number of ties, and some guys like them, some don't. As you can see, the shootout's pretty exciting, and I'm not sure if I'm a shootout guy. I don't know what I want, and I'm like that with a lot of things. So we'll have to wait and see, and get some more input from some other people. But the NHL, I don't think they're happy with a 3-on-3 either. So
no.
No, I don't think so. Because it's up to, it's not high. It's not. I don't know. Yeah, so we'll see. How's that? I'm so confused. I don't know. That's not a very good answer to it. But I think if we stick with 5 minutes, that's good.
It says here, can Mel give us some snow removal tips? What method gives him the best chance to brainstorm his college hockey strategies?
It's a great question. Well, the roof raking is good. I usually like to start at one end and work my way, all the way to the opposite end. I don't like to start in the middle, but it's good. I enjoy it. And like I said, it gives you a lot of time to think. It's good to be outdoors in the fresh air here in the Copper Country. And I love snow. Like, I enjoy snow as much as I enjoyed Phoenix and the weather, down there. I don't mind the snow at all. It's nice to get away for a little bit, but having said that, I'm not afraid to do a little shoveling or roof raking. So,
on a more serious side, what's the most dangerous part of Minnesota State's game in a two-game weekend series?
Well, I think defensively they're still a very strong team. So, and they know how to win. They've won. You know, they've obviously won our league, and they're consistent. They play hard. They play right to the end. And I think that's, they don't have too many weaknesses. So you're going to have to be on your game. You're going to have to really limit your mistakes. They like to capitalize on your turnovers. I thought we played really well last year here against them. We didn't get much to show for it. Even down there, we played well. We played well in the championship game and, you know, had the lead. So I think the first key is going to stay 5-on-5, stay on the ice. They have a good power play. And then take it to them. We have to set the tone. Like, we have to make sure we're skating like we have in our last three games and put a lot of pressure on them and force them to have to play in their own zone. That'll be key. But number one, you have to stay on the ice. And I like our matchups against them. So it's going to be terrific hockey. It's going to be a great series, as good as hockey as you're going to see at the MAC this year.
Of course, they split over the weekend, too. And it's just one of those teams that you know how great they can be, but sure, they're a lot like us in that, and they've stubbed their toe a couple
of
times.
Well, they have, and that's the game. You know, it's you're trying to be the best, your best. You're trying to have your best game every night, per individual and as a team, and that's what you're striving for. And I think this series will bring out the best in both teams. And we've had some, you know, we're creating a nice little rivalry with them, and that's good. That's what you want. But we're at home, so we have to take advantage of that. It's going to be important, I think, for our fans to really help us, and the atmosphere in the building can really be advantageous. So I hope we get a good turnout this weekend. It's going to be great hockey, so I encourage you to get your tickets, get there early, get to the Lamplighters Lounge, settle in. It's going to be one heck of a series.
And don't forget, the first 500 in the building on Friday night get a free black t-shirt as they we try to black out the MAC, which should be a lot of fun, wearing the black jerseys now at home for the remainder of the season during conference play, which is kind of a neat twist.
Well, yeah, we'll wear them for most of our home games, but I think there's a couple games where I'm going to ask the visiting team if we can, you know, still wear, you know, one of our light colored jerseys, maybe a carnival and a couple other special times. So, but yeah, we'll have the black on this weekend and Friday night. So, like I said, get your tickets, get your t-shirt, come on and have an adult beverage, the adults before the game, relax, and you're going to see one heck of a hockey game. And I like the way our team's playing. The last three games, we've played well. Even the last four games, we played pretty well. The Michigan State game, we were a little rusty. But other than that, I like this team. And I know our guys are excited. You know, they're anxious to get to practice today and get going for the weekend.
What about your recruiting budget, Coach? How does it compare to, like, say, Michigan?
Well, Michigan, it's unlimited. You know, there's no – we had a budget, and but, you know, didn't really matter. I mean, we had a set number, but if we needed to go somewhere, you'd just jump on the plane next day and go somewhere. We're here. We have a good budget. We don't have any restrictions as far as recruiting go. We do have a number, but we haven't reached that number the last couple of years. We've been well under it. So you just have to manage your time and where you're going and where you need to go and be smart about it. So, but I give a lot of praise to, you know, Suzanne Sandregut, President Meraz, for allowing us to do our jobs and travel and find the right players for our program.
What do you attribute to the Neville, Patan, Hannon, and Gould lines' lack of scoring over the last four games, Coach?
Well, a lot of times, you know, their matchup against the other team's best lines head-to-head. And, you know, they're skating games, they're physical games, and a lot of times, you know, other teams like Yale, I think, tried to match up and play a bigger line against them and take especially Patan's line, Neville's line out of the game. Not so much score, but just, you know, make sure they're not going to beat you, you know. And now we're getting some other scoring, so I think that's good. Hopefully it'll loosen up a little bit more time and space. But they're getting the chances. Joel Esperance had some great chances in the game. Alex Patan had a couple real good looks. Malcolm Gould had two or three in the first period, comes down that wing and blows it high over the net. You know, he's aiming for a spot. He's a goal scorer.
Yep.
And so, you know, they can't get frustrated with maybe them not putting pucks in the net. It'll come. They're proven scorers. They know how to score. Just play the right way, and they'll be fine.
It's, you know, bring that up with Malcolm Gould, and some people that maybe don't know the team, they come and watch that game, like, oh, this guy doesn't hit the net. But he has, like you said, he shoots for the purpose.
Right.
If it was somebody else missing the net, you might be a little bit more upset at him. But, you know, this guy scores goals.
Well, he's picking a spot, and he's shooting for that spot. Sometimes you hit it, and just like in the shootout, like he's picking a spot. He came down, beat the goalie, rings it off the crossbar, you know. So he can do that. He's just got to get, you know, a little bit finer with that shot. But I'm not worried about those guys. They're playing hard. They're playing the right way, and we're winning, and that's the bottom line. And as long as you're winning your games, they'll get going. And, you know, we might have to excuse me, to tweak some things here or there, but overall they're playing well.
Ken's ratings for American college hockey. Cratch, Somebody's asking if you think they are more accurate than maybe the pairwise.
I can't answer that question. I've looked at it. I don't quite understand the Cratch, but it's interesting.